The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. This past Monday, we observed again the World Day of Peace for the care of creation, and began what Pope Francis had inaugurated as the Season of Creation, which continues until the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi on October 4th. Pope Leo's prayer intention for this month, September, is for our relationship with all of creation. He invites us to pray that, inspired by St. Francis, we might experience our interdependence with all creatures who are loved by God and worthy of love and respect. He emphasizes God's love for all of creation, noting that nothing exists outside of his tenderness, and recalling God's care for even the simplest or shortest life. He continues, like St. Francis of Assisi, "Today we too want to say, 'Praised be you, my Lord,'" alluding to Pope Francis' landmark encyclical, Laudato Si, on the care of creation, which begins with these very words. Pope Francis outlined our responsibilities in relationship with nature, and as never before, called on all countries to appeal, especially industrialized countries, for a common commitment to stop the indiscriminate abuse of our planet's resources. The truth of climate change cannot be held hostage as intellectual property claimed by politics. With his encyclical given now 10 years ago, Laudato Si, Pope Francis pleaded for us to recognize the signs of the times and see alarmingly increasing environmental disasters, floods, storms, fires, the disappearance of indigenous peoples and species of plants and animals, and the famine and economic collapse of poorer nations. He pleads for us to see these realities not as intellectual property, but as reality. Reality which represents a desperate need for action. The concept of integral ecology, as it is now known everywhere, acknowledges that whatever is happening, from epidemics to climate change, every aspect of life has relevance, social and economic, moral and political. He addresses everything that affects the lives of the poorest and most fragile, and appeals to a collective and solid commitment to take responsibility for a culture of care that keeps human dignity and the common good at its center, a culture of care that guards and promotes justice, equity, security, and environment as central priorities. Faithful to the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Pope celebrates the creation of the human person as the highlight of creation. But the dominion over creation given to us by the Creator is not to be exploited. It is rather a call to responsibility. The goods of creation are meant to be so shared with everyone, not merely those who have greater technology and power. We don't have to search far for the gospel foundation of these values. Pope Francis' teaching on creation leads us to healing. His prayer before the Blessed Sacrament in an empty, rainy St. Peter's Square at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, perhaps you vividly remember. This is what he prayed. "God, in this world that you love more than we do, we have gone ahead at breakneck speed, feeling powerful and able to do anything. Greedy for profit, we let ourselves get caught up in things and lured away by haste. We did not stop at your reproach to us. We were not shaken awake by wars or injustice across the world. Nor did we listen to the cry of the poor or of our ailing planet. We carried on regardless, thinking we would stay healthy in a world that was sick. We go to the scriptures and listen to what the words in today's scriptures have to say. We just heard in the Book of Wisdom, the deliberations of mortals are timid. Our plans are unsure. Scarce do we guess the things on earth. And what is even within our grasp on earth is difficult to find. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or who ever knew your counsel, except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. Like a builder who begins to build a tower without calculating the cost to see if there is enough to complete it, or a king marching into battle not knowing if he has sufficient troops for victory, we need to think things out before acting without knowledge of what we are doing. Remember Pope Francis' words, anything that is happening, anything that we do, affects the lives of everyone. We can't act to only benefit ourselves, our own culture, or our own nation, but work toward a culture of care that keeps human dignity and the common good at its center. Pope Leo's prayer this week goes on to speak of the beauty of creation as a revelation of God Himself as the source of goodness, and asks God to open our eyes to recognize Him, learning from the mystery of His closeness to all creation, that the world is infinitely more than a problem to solve. Instead, the Pope says, it is a mystery to be contemplated with gratitude. He concludes with his prayer, help us discover your presence in all creation, so that in fully recognizing it, we may feel and know ourselves to be responsible for our common home, where you invite us to care for, respect, and protect life in all its forms and possibilities. This year's season of creation takes place as the Church marks both the 800th anniversary of St. Francis's Canticle of Creation and the 10th anniversary of Pope Francis' encyclical, Laudato Si. It is an invitation for us to live a moment of gratitude and commit and care for our common home.